USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be in Kyiv on Sunday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky making the announcement at a news conference Saturday and saying he didn't think it was a secret. The White House has declined to comment on the announcement. Former President Donald Trump is continuing his rallies, and while speaking at a rally in Delaware, Ohio, the former president had sharp criticism for the Defund the Police movement.
Help is on the way. The reign of defund the police Democrats ends this November, and even more so, it's going to end in November of 2024.
The former president in Ohio Saturday to stump for U.S. Senate candidate J.D. Vance and a slate of contenders he's backing in local congressional races. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Amazon workers are continuing to give the thumbs up to unionizing.
Following an unprecedented victory, labor organizers hope to unionize another Amazon facility in New York, this time a sorting facility in Staten Island known as LDJ5. The Amazon Labor Union won the labor vote across the street at a warehouse known as JFK 8. Voting will begin on Monday. The online retail giant has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in fighting unionization efforts. It has filed objections to the voting results from earlier this month, accusing the National Labor Relations Board of involving itself in the vote and the union of engaging in illegal activity. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Gas prices are remaining steady this weekend. AAA reporting Saturday's nationwide cost for a gallon of regular gasoline was $4.12. That's 5 cents higher than gas was a week ago, and last year at this time the average price was $2.88. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The world's first all-private crew to the International Space Station will be heading back to Earth tonight. The mission from the private company Axiom Space was supposed to undock Saturday from the ISS, but the plan was delayed because of high winds at the splashdown site off the Florida coast. The four men, including a former NASA astronaut and three paying passengers, will instead leave the ISS tonight at around 9 o'clock Eastern for a splashdown Monday afternoon. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, Republicans are continuing to call for the investigation into the president's son.
More evidence from the Hunter Biden laptop reveals President Biden knew all about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. Republican Senator Ron Johnson with the Foreign Relations Committee on Fox Business.
We have multiple photographs of President Biden, back then Vice President Biden, with Hunter Biden's business associates.
Hunter Biden's closest business partner, Eric Chevrin, made at least 19 visits to the White House and official locations between 2009 and 2015, including a sit-down with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing. White House sign-in logs confirmed the meetings. The White House continues to make the claim of ignorance. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain on ABC News.
These are actions by Hunter and his brother. They're private matters. They don't involve the president, and they certainly are something that no one at the White House is involved in.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.